Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Special guest, HHG.
I jumped the gun.
You did.
I'm sorry, HHG.
You jumped the gun.
It's like I wanted it to be more of a surprise. That was the issue,
surprise!
Right?
Surprise.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
We have the HHG.
Right there.
Hey. And I have weird things.
You have like weird.
Not weird.
A little bit weird.
She decorated
weird.
My car.
She did decorate your car, right? She got a Christmas sweater on. Weird.
Where's yours?
I am not that girl.
I didn't get the memo.
And even if I had gotten the memo, Samantha, guess who's never sporting a Christmas sweater? I'm never. I love your enthusiasm, though. Right?
Do you remember when we used to do Sparkle Saturday?
I loved Sparkle Saturday. Remember
I bring that back.
No. Yeah. Remember I had?
You should.
I'm not bringing it back. We're not.
You should.
It was horrible.
I don't know what it is.
No, we don't really sell Sparkle stuff. Don't say where we work.
We do.
No.
We don't really.
Okay. At a previous
workplace. Yes.
We used to joke about the Christmas stuff we carried.
And we sold.
Super cheesy.
Because Pennington's was the original. No, that's where we used to work.
Okay.
Pennington's was the original Christmas horrible sweaters.
Yeah. Ugly sweater.
Right? And
all
the plus
things.
Size women loved that shit. They loved that shit. They gobbled it up.
Yeah.
So we never ever did that. We never ventured into that.
No.
But we would be like, remember one year I had like a satin gold shirt? So
you were a pirate.
Do you still have it?
No, I don't still have it. I don't keep anything. No, then I think that was the celebration of Christmas being over as we threw them all away. It was so crazy.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
But Samantha, how's your week been?
It's been cold. I'm done with being cold already.
I know, right? And we're like barely into cold.
Yeah. And finally the sun came out today.
I know, which is nice. Glad I'm in my glasses.
Yeah,
not in my sunglasses.
No jacket.
And I'm in a light jacket. You guys aren't even like sporting coats.
I don't.
I am sporting coats.
Yeah, but not.
Yeah.
I'm like in a light coat because I think it's still spring. But I got an issue.
What?
So today when I looked at my phone. Mm-hmm. You know how a couple weeks ago I was complaining about customers and how they weren't, they don't look at the whole sign?
Yes.
And the whole problem with that is that they don't look at the up to or they don't look at the selected. So that's like me, right? So every morning I determine how cold it's going to be,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
For my skinny ass to be at the bus stop.
Yes.
So I turn on my phone and I just look at the phone and all it says is like -2. And I'm like, sweet.
Nice day, right?
I'm going to wear my light coat. And then I get outside and I'm like, son of a bitch, it's freezing cold.
Why?
Why? Why? Because I don't look at the whole thing on my screen. I am one of those people. I don't look at the feels like -20.
With the wind chill.
I don't look at that. So dear phone app, that needs to be bigger. It needs to be bigger, Samantha. That's my issue.
It can't be bigger,
it
Lisa. It won't fit
bigger.
On your phone.
I know that, but then I need to pay attention because that's a shocker, hey? You get outside and you think,
and it's cold.
And I got my spring coat on and it's -40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank
Sorry.
You, Rachel.
It's okay. So crazy.
So you went to a funeral this week.
I did go to a funeral
That's
this
sad.
Week.
That's sad.
But it was sad. But you know what? It was a celebration of life because the old gal lived to be 89.
That's pretty good.
So that's a celebration. But boy, I tell you, I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about myself. So first off, the funny thing was, is that we had to get Mike some new things.
Oh.
Right? Because,
he's
right?
He's not a shopper.
He's a jeans and t-shirt guy.
He is.
And he told me he needed some pants.
Pants.
He needed pants. Not slacks.
Not short pants.
Because slacks are next of kin. Right? Not a suit because that's Mary or Barry. Right? That's Mary or Barry. Suit is Mary or Barry. Slacks, next of kin.
Yeah.
Pants are just for like those you want to remember.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay? So we went to Mark's Work Warehouse because that's where he gets his stuff.
Okay. Yes.
You would have thought I was dragging him to the slaughter. Oh my God, people. It was so ridiculous. I was like, so now the marks are all with the Canadian Tires, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you know me, I don't get out much. So I'm looking at the Canadian Tire, looking, and all of a sudden he stops. He's like, what are you doing? And he's like mad, eh? Cause he's a man on a mission, right? He's 40 feet ahead of me. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh my God, I'm just looking at like the coffee maker. He's like, we're not here to get that. We're here to get close. Okay. Can we just get done what we need to get done? Yes, we can. So we went and we got him some pants. We got him a new dress shirt.
Good.
Aww, right?
So handsome.
Yeah. Oh, he was so handsome.
Yeah.
But okay. So that was kind of funny, right? So that all started the fun. Then the funny thing is, right? I mean, you know, you got to love a funeral,
mm-hmm.
right? You're there to celebrate and the emotions are running high. But these are my two issues. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hymns. Why do we need the hymns? Right? How great thou art. So I'm not a singer. Hey?
No, you're not.
I am not a singer. No, I am not singing to save my life, especially in an emotional spot. I'm not doing it.
No.
No. Right? So I'm not singing. Mike's mom's singing. Mike, taking one for the team, belting out the tunes. Mike's sister, not singing.
No.
So the two of us are like, yeah, no.
Choir.
I'm like, yeah. And then my other thing is with the prayers. I get why there's prayers, people. I get why there's prayers. But with the prayers, here's my thing. Why can't we just pray with our face up like this? Because the minute you put your head down, your nose gets drippy and people think you're crying unexpectedly.
And looking sideways.
Yeah, right? Everybody, right? And I'm a sniffer, right? So, and apparently a crier. So I'm like, my head's down. And I'm like, I can't do this, right? I'm drawing attention to myself, right? Because I'm sniffing.
Yes.
Why can't you pray? Why can't you just be respectful face forward?
I'm just it's a long-standing tradition.
Friends of the
bow
podcast. Anybody have any reasons why?
I know
it is a long-standing tradition for sure,
it
right?
Is.
But maybe that's something that, you know, just everything gets modernized. Everything gets modernized a little bit. Maybe we could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just feeling really self-conscious with the elf on.
With the elf on your shoulder.
It's elf on Michelle.
It's elf on Michelle. That's what that is. I know, right? It's hard, right? Because we're decorated for Christmas. Yeah.
People. Okay, now he's just staring at me.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Just... No, put him back.
Put him back.
Put him back.
Don't
he
upset
wants
the
to
HHG.
Be in my crib back here.
Don't, yeah. But, yeah, so that was my week. And so I learned I want no hymns.
Okay.
I want no bending of the head.
All right.
But what I want is I want those little sandwiches.
Oh. Yeah. Ring on the sandwich.
Ring on the sandwich.
After
yes.
stuff.
Yes. Right? Because that's what you're there for.
Because you want to be known for having a good buffet after.
Yes, you do. Yes. And like, it was a good buffet.
Lisa
it was
put
a good
out a
buffet.
Good spread.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
She spared those.
Right? Like, I want the egg salad. I want the tuna. And you know what? What else do you bring out at a funeral? You bring out the salmon.
You bring out the deviled eggs.
You bring out the deviled
eggs,
right? That's what I'm saying, right? That's the best part. So that's what, so that's what I learned. That's what I learned a little bit about. The last thing I'm going to say about the funeral, okay? You know how they you're always like in pictures, right?
Yes.
And that's beautiful, right? Because you want to remember the people.
Uh-huh.
And that's the best part, right? Because there's all the pictures and you're seeing them.
Yes.
And But the music sets the tone, right?
Yeah.
So here's my suggestion. Why does the music have to be The Rose? Wind Beneath My Wings? Because the minute that tunes up, guess what? Right, EJG, you're almost crying right now.
Right?
And you haven't even seen the pictures.
No.
You haven't even seen the pictures. Why not do the pictures to, like, you imagine the pictures of your loved ones too. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. Right, then you're laughing.
Right.
And then you're not
time.
Like, oh.
Right?
No, you're not weepy.
So that's what I want. I want my funeral to be a non-weepy occasion. Yeah.
Achy breaky heart it
achy,
is.
Achy breaky heart. Maybe
hey,
in a boot scoot.
Cyrus,
right? Maybe in a boot scoot boogie. Right? Heel toe do-si-do. Something like that. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was nice. So you know what? You got to pay your respects,
that's
right?
That's true.
You
got to
pay your respects.
But I hear I missed a big event for the three of us.
You did. You missed a TV watching event because you had to work that night.
The deal?
The deal or no deal.
The deal or no deal came back and I didn't get to watch it.
It's deal or no deal.
No, it was... It's no deal.
And that guy is crazy. No deal. No deal.
And I'm like
take the friggin' deal.
No, don't take. You go home.
No.
You go big or you go
Lisa,
home.
Yeah.
No.
This, Lisa, they don't
no.
agree.
No, we don't agree.
$5 or $333.
But that is $5 he did not have.
So what? Find spare change in your sofa for $5. You have to go on a TV show and break everyone's heart.
I don't know. I disagree, right? And he just kept going. He said right from the beginning, he said, this is my briefcase and I believe. Well, his belief didn't get him far.
No, it didn't get
right?
him far.
And he got right down to the very end and there was $750 on the board. And his case.
$750,000?
Yeah. And his case.
And a $5.
Yeah. And he believed.
So it could be either.
So it could be either.
Oh, that's bad. And his offer was what? 300 and
300
something.
And some thousand. And I'm like, take
and
the
no
case.
Deal.
Take the case. And he's like, no deal. And I'm like, attaboy. And then they open the case and it's like, wah, wah.
And then there's like, thank you so much. Here's your $5.
She'd be like,
Howie Mandel, here's your $5.
Here's your $5. But apparently he got Twitter slammed.
He did?
Yeah, because people were like, what the hell? Who does that? I'm like, Lisa Gibson does that.
Had to be.
God bless social media.
That's who does it. I do that.
Okay, but SNL.
Yeah.
I know. So glad I caught it on TV the other
Nothing
night.
Nothing says Christmas like the SNL
oh
special,
oh, my God.
Right? Better than the Thanksgiving one.
Yes.
I say ditch the Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
And just stick with the
well,
Christmas.
Well, because we were going to do this little special, and I thought, I need to get in the mood.
I know, right?
So I tuned into SNL.
Yeah.
and I caught my favorite.
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
My balls are here for your pleasure.
They're so soft and chewy.
I use extra oil.
They're so moist in my mouth.
So moist in my mouth. I don't want sweaty balls in my mouth. I wish we do our own version one day. Keep your sweaty balls out of my mouth. Why are your sweaty balls near my mouth?
Oh, my God. That's sweaty balls.
And then, and then there's the one where the four guys are singing.
Oh, yeah. Christmas is here today. That's a good one. But my favorite, I love, let's do it on my twin bed. Not going to like it, right? Even though Aunt Jean's dead. I just think, the other one that I think is so funny, too, is Bag of Glass. Remember, that's like with Jane Curtin and Dan Aykroyd, I think. Oh, it's like, and then he's got like a little Arthur Fonzarelli doll, and he's got like little switchblades, and he's like the negative Christmas toy guy. Did you guys take a pee break on that one? Did you go and did you guys go get a snack? Are you guys talking to people? Right? Because I heard it.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I don't remember that one.
Maybe it was just on
your channel.
Maybe it was, I like that one,
special
so I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah.
But you can't go wrong with the SNL. That's for sure.
No, that
you really
awesome.
Can't do that.
So what have you replaced baseball with?
Oh my God, I'm in mourning. I miss baseball. Like, I just love baseball. So even like with a shitty Jays team when we don't play good,
yeah.
I just miss baseball so much, right?
Baseball.
Like, so much. So now is the Michigan Wolverines. Are you laughing at me because I miss baseball?
Because I don't give a shit.
I know you don't, right? And you can feel it, and you can hear it in my heart, can't you? You can hear it in my voice. My heart breaks, right? Yeah.
So now you're watching basketball.
Yeah, because now it's the Michigan again, right?
Oh, okay.
Go Michigan.
Over Raptors?
Yeah, no, we don't care about the Raptors.
Really?
No? Yeah, no. I mean, we'll watch it in the playoffs, but right, Mike and I are like college basketball fans.
Oh.
And they're doing good, right?
No.
So it just keeps the tall man happy, right? Because his team's doing good.
Okay.
We need
he
one.
He could be a basketball player.
Yeah, he could have, but I think he's very little uncoordinated.
Right.
Right? So he but he's really good at watching it. He's really, really good at watching the basketball.
Yeah.
But I'm still waiting for the baseball. I checked the highlights to see if Jays have made any good trades.
It's not coming back till the spring.
I know that, but still, right now, what you do right now as a true fan, Samantha, is now you're all worried about the trades, right? Have we traded for anybody? No, not yet. Have we traded for anybody?
Oh,
no,
my
not
God.
Yet. Right? We still, every time, it's no, not yet. No, not yet. No, not yet.
Not yet.
Right?
No,
still
waiting.
No, they're gonna break my heart again. I know it. I feel it.
There comes the achy breaky song.
Just let me know what I need to cheer for.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm good.
I know. We will do that for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Christmas hair.
Well, this is your thing. This is your new
thing. No, because I feel like everybody needs...
Well, we've booked our appointments already.
We have. So it's Christmas hair.
You have.
You got new
and
hair.
And she got Christmas hair.
Well, I did it myself.
Right? And when it's a little... I noticed when you came to work, I'm like, shh, don't say where. When you came to work, I'm like, I love your new hair. And you're like, it's ash. And I'm like,
medium ash blonde.
I'm like, I got no clue what that means.
But you keep saying it every day. You said, oh, your hair is so ash. You say every day.
I'm fitting it into the.
You're trying to learn that new
trying
word.
To learn the new things, right?
Trying to learn the word.
Beauty treatment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, it's better than what learn my mom said. Thing. She's like, oh, you've got new hair. Do you like it? That's not a compliment.
But okay, but
no,
maybe she's just being curious.
No way. If someone, you got a new dress.
Nice.
Do you like it?
Do you like it? Okay.
No, that's
no. So your mom's saying she doesn't like it.
Yeah.
She
that's
likes
okay.
you. What is your original
It'll
hair color, HHG?
Blonde.
Blonde.
Yeah.
Okay. And yours?
Sounds.
Blonde.
Is original blonde?
Well, now it's white.
Now it's. Speaking of Christmas hair.
Right. Speaking of, she waited too long.
She waited too long, yeah. Because we both have Christmas hair appointments.
When
yes,
are you going?
We do.
Next week. I can handle it. Put
next
it in my
week.
Calendar.
Yeah, next I go next Wednesday.
You go Wednesday.
Okay. And you go Thursday. Right.
I go,
Thursday.
The following week.
Okay.
Or no, I go Thursday.
You go Thursday.
Oh my God, it's already coming
yes.
up. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I get Christmas hair.
I know, get Christmas hair. Yeah, so I'll be like, what color should I go? That'll be next week's talk,
oh,
right?
No.
What color should I go?
Yeah.
Should I go darker? What about my new hairstyle?
Yeah.
I'll be doing all that sort of stuff. I'll be checking it all out.
Okay, but with your new hair,
yes.
Yeah.
Are we going out? Are we celebrating?
Like, we are going
are
out.
Are you going to a Christmas party?
Yes.
At Lowe's?
No.
Are you going to the Lowe's Christmas party?
No, I don't even know if there is one. I couldn't even tell you if one even exists.
We're
he's
going
not
to find
going.
Out. We're going.
We're going to go crash the Lowe's and see if there's a party.
Your husband would hate that.
He would. He's not a Christmas party guy, right?
No.
He's not. But that's my other thing, though, is that why do we feel at Christmas that there's like those obligations? I get the family obligation. I get that, right? You got to do that.
Yeah.
But why do we feel that there's those obligations? Why is there Christmas obligations?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird, hey?
It is.
Because you sent a text saying you have some obligations coming up.
I was wondering if you guys would like to get together with us. And I'm like, no. I haven't seen you actually, in 30 years.
Actually, we wouldn't.
Hey, right? We're not even Facebook friends. So.
Right, yeah. So if you're not even Facebook friends, right? As if I want to go do something with you, we're not even Facebook friends.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Then I just think, why don't they do it twice a year? Right, because you know how they do like Christmas in July?
Yes.
So let's do that, and then maybe we would ease up to it, right? Don't you think?
So, like you're saying, every 6 months,
see people twice okay. a year.
So that's like June.
Okay, yeah, so do it in June. So do like June, the week of June, like the 20th to the 24th.
Yeah.
Get your
Christmas on.
Get your Christmas on.
Your pre-Christmas.
Yeah. And then by the time.
So then it feels natural.
Feels natural by December.
By December.
By December, then you're like, yeah, for sure, right? Because I've seen you again one other time this year.
That's two times too many for me. I'm out.
It doesn't seem quite as awkward.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what I think. I think that would work.
Okay. Right? Well, we did, you know what, something we pointed out today because we were in Shoppers.
Yes.
Because I had to get a card because my nephew turned 16 today.
Woo! Yes.
Getting Happy old. Birthday, Keegan.
Happy birthday, Keegan. License.
Lint roller.
It was a baby lint roller.
It was a baby lint roller.
Yeah. Baby lint roller. Baby lint roller.
But what it did is it made me share a story. It made me think of UHHG.
Yes.
Because, I don't remember.
Really?
I don't remember things.
So here's my issue with the lint roller. When it's a question. Now, let's not call it an issue. Let's call it a question. Do you lint roll with a clean lint roller?
You should.
Or do you lint roll with a dirty lint roller? Nice, huh?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It does matter. Because
why?
you're wiping away
it's my lint roller.
Dirt. But how do you know other people haven't used it? It looked well used. Okay,
it's stuck to the lint roller, so it's not coming off on me.
No, but it's dirty going on you. You're like rubbing dirty in. That's what
I think.
You're rubbing dirty in. Don't you think that seems odd?
That was so.
So do you want to get the full use of that particular
sticky
piece?
Yeah, they don't
want
to waste it.
No. Okay.
Sticky.
Okay, but you don't need to apply that to every single thing in your life.
It's very environmental.
Right? It doesn't need to be applied. I'm like, don't you want to tear that off first? And you're like, nope.
Well, it kind of rolls into you'll eat other people's food.
Yes.
And drink from their drink.
I don't know which cup is mine.
She doesn't.
I don't.
She doesn't.
Right?
I have to put my drink at a certain spot because I think.
Doesn't matter.
This
I move
the area
to that
she,
spot.
You
then
know,
I drink it. And I'm like, oh.
She does. She gravitates. And then she's like, no.
No, that's like, mine.
Now doesn't
I have
matter.
To throw it out.
Right? I'm afraid even if it was in my hand, she's reaching for it at some point.
Probably.
Oh, is that for
so
me?
So bizarre. It's so bizarre. But that was the lint. I just don't understand the lint brush. Remember the old ones, though, that if you went the wrong way, all the crap came back on you?
Yeah.
That's why I think I have those issues.
Yeah.
It's old school. Yeah. That was weird. Those ones were weird.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to wear a toque this year?
I want to look cool in a toque, Samantha.
You won't be looking cool in a toque.
I just want to wear a toque and look cool.
You won't.
I see people like wearing a toque, like even Miss Santa hat here.
Do you want one?
Right? No.
Okay.
No. But I just want to look cool in a toque.
You won't.
Why?
Because you won't have hair.
Because I'll look like a boy.
Yeah, you'll look like a boy.
I'm just going to have
boys
big...
are cute.
You'll be a toque.
But I'm a woman.
You'll be a toque.
I'll be... And a big forehead.
And a big forehead and a fat face.
And a fat face.
And some glasses.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we had a like picture. This guy.
I will look like that guy.
My sister
and I, when we went to the Grey Cup last year, we wore the toques and we got a picture and I looked exactly like how you just described.
No, you're so cute.
You're so cute. But that's what I thought. I thought, you know what? One day I want to look cool in a toque.
Because
if a toque fit your fat head, you'd look okay in a toque.
A toque does fit my fat head.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, by the way, for the American people
who
will be listening to the podcast.
America.
A toque is the Canadian word for a knitted hat.
A knitted hat,
yes. Right.
They don't have like a name like a toque. They just call it a hat.
Nope. I used it with Jersey, and I'm like, put a toque on your head.
Put your
and
toque
he's
on
like,
your head.
Huh? And I'm like, a toque. Knitted hat.
Yesterday he posted an Instagram, and I thought, put a coat on your shirt. That's what I thought. Put a coat on your shirt.
Because he was like, look at the snow. That's not snow.
That's not snow.
That's not snow.
That's not snow at
that's
all.
Not snow.
But that's my thing, is I thought I would look cool. I wanted to look cool in a toque. But... This is going to blow your mind. Ready for this? So whenever I go to work, right, I take the shortcut, right, because I'm lazy. So I take the shortcut and I weave through the dress department. And yesterday, right?
Because it's weaving and bobbing, right?
You dry your boots off on the way, right?
And I dry my boots off on the way. And so I get, as I'm walking through the dress department, this is what I thought. I stopped and I was taken aback by a dress. And I'm not a dress girl. And you know what it made me think, Samantha? If I was a dress girl... I'd be a sweater dress. Because it's sweater weather. So why wouldn't I want to put that into my dress? It's sweater weather.
Yeah.
Sweater right? weather dress.
And like, couldn't you see a sweater dress, a lovely like...
No, I didn't even think about that.
A navy one with some copper.
Yeah. No, I don't think... Yeah, I'm not thinking about anything. I just thought it was that...
Some thick tights, it was,
by
a
the
nice
time
small
I walked,
tall boot.
By the time I walked past that dress, it was gone.
It was gone,
yeah.
The dream was dead.
Yeah, so it wasn't like I'm thinking about wearing a dress. Sorry if I stuttered. I wasn't saying I'm thinking about wearing
no,
a dress.
No, we're going to try one on.
No, I'm not going to try one on. No. But that said, I thought, you know what, if I was going
to
be
you can
a dress,
get her to do that, take a picture.
I will. Like okay. the scarf.
Right? If I was
going to... Like the scarf.
Yeah.
Baby no. steps.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Do 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 do. Baby steps.
Everything
do,
baby.
Do, 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 do. Baby. I love that yeah. so much.
Okay. Every time you say baby.
So when we were in the mall last night...
Yes.
I felt like we were kind of like walking on the wrong side. Like we were walking on the right side going
so
to
crazy.
The food court.
It's so crazy.
And then we were on the wrong side and then we went over.
It's ridiculous. Why can't there just be some rhyme or reason?
Like you're walking, someone's coming towards you.
Right?
And you go.
Just like if you're
around.
Driving. You go around.
Don't bump into people. Right? Just rude.
You don't ever need to bump in. And you don't ever need to just like bolt across. Because that one lady, like, she bolted across.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Christ, you're like a bull in a friggin' China shop.
Well, because she almost hit the three of us.
Slow your roll. You just, yeah, like she's not Roman Reigns and John Cena in the wrestling. She's not the eighth wonder of the world, right? Right?
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant. Right? She's not ready to
heal. His back got mad.
Give us a spear. Exactly, right? She's not spearing us or something like that.
Spear.
That's a wrestling move, Samantha.
Okay, whatever. Right?
Where you come across and you just
no.
like,
oh, no.
Whoa, and you just
True
spear.
Now.
That's what it is.
Okay.
More. Whoa. Try that one. No, that's not a good one. You try. You try.
No.
Okay, wait. Better. That's a little bit. That sounds like more like a big poop. Sam's.
I'm not a wrestling fan.
No.
I don't care.
Okay.
DFC.
DFC. Don't fucking care, friends of the podcast.
Don't say, that's why it says DFC. So we don't have to actually
But remember,
say
sometimes
it.
They swear.
Naughty words.
Sometimes
occasionally.
They swear.
Occasionally.
But that's the thing is, I just think there needs to be mall walking etiquette.
So the arrow should go this way for that side and this way. And anybody who breaks the rules gets taken out.
They get taken out.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? You go to like you go to the back of the line.
Yeah.
Go back.
And you got to go all the way to the end of the mall.
Yeah. And start again. And start again.
You don't zigzag.
Right?
Yeah. Don't zigzag.
Like that game from Remember Kids, Mother May I? No, you may not. Right? Mother, may I please take three big steps? No, you may not.
No, you may not.
Right? That's exactly it. It just drives me crazy because you know what? I'm going to put my hip out. I'm going to break a hip.
Because
I'm like feeling like I'm dodging and weaving. And then, God forbid, I'm looking at my phone too, right? That's the problem too.
Oh, because you're a walker. Yeah.
Right?
You look and walk.
I look and walk. I walk.
Idea.
I look at my feet. So I need to know that the world is walking in the same direction.
Mm. That's it's not going to happen, though.
I know. Because people, they don't care. That's the problem.
That's poetic.
So how was your shrimp ring the other day?
I love shrimp. I love shrimp so much. Mm. Like, I love this. And let's be honest, it's probably the dip.
Mm-hmm.
But the shrimp ring that we had was just like the little one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The baby shrimp?
Yeah.
Like, baby shrimp.
I'm obsessed with that song and that video because it makes my heart happy.
Yes.
Okay. But here's the thing with the shrimp ring, right? We need to upgrade the shrimp ring. Stop making the baby shrimp ring. It's too much work. It's all crunchy tail and barely a bite of the shrimp, right?
Some people like the crunchy tail.
I'm not really about crunchy tails.
Nope.
So, and then by the time you dip it, right, which is fine. You dip it. I've got seafood sauce to my knuckle. That's fine, right? Because I like seafood sauce. So I'm just licking my knuckle, licking my fingers.
It's really just the sauce for you, though.
Yeah, but if we upgrade, if we go from the $5.99 shrimp ring and we upgrade to the $9.99, then you feel like you're actually having shrimp, having some adult shrimp. It's like being at the child's table at Christmas, right? That's the shrimp. That's the $5.99 ring is the children's table. The $9.99 ring is the adult table.
For the big boys.
For the big boys.
For the big boys.
For the serious shrimp ring eaters.
Or the shrimpaholic.
Yeah. Some people would probably say, why are you buying a shrimp ring? But they must still.
That would be me.
That's like a pot. Really? No, why?
But it's not my go-to.
You don't love shrimp, though. Like,
why?
You like
not
it,
cold.
But not.
Not cold.
No, even with the dip?
No.
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 No, it's not your thing. You're
no,
right,
it's not
Samantha.
My thing.
Huh? I'm like we grew up with shrimp cocktail. Right?
I know.
But what we learned as young kids, you don't eat the lettuce with it. It's not a salad, Lisa. Because, right?
Don't eat the garnish.
Because remember back in the day, they would put it, and then they'd put the little bit of lettuce, and then they'd put the cocktail sauce on the lettuce? Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not a lettuce.
It's not a lettuce.
It's not a salad.
Shrimp don't salad.
It's a shrimp salad.
And I need it.
All right.
But that's my issue. We need to upgrade the shrimp ring. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Kick it to the curb.
Kick it to the coy.
Kick the baby one to the curb.
All right. Yeah. We have an announcement for Podfix Network.
We do. We do. So, okay. So as everybody knows, we're part of the Podfix Network.
Yes.
And we're wanting to welcome a new podcast to the group, and it's called the Bad Reception Podcast with Mike and Morgan. So cool. Welcome to the group.
Welcome to the group.
Yay! We got a little bell. Woo! Welcome. All right. Samantha.
Lisa.
I can't believe we're going to do this.
Uh-huh.
This is the crazy part of the podcast, guys. So let's explain before you cue it all up. You're getting all excited on me.
No, I'm not getting excited.
Okay, so here's the thing, friends of the podcast. I love James Corden. And I love carpool karaoke.
Yes, you do.
And I don't necessarily always love Christmas or A Christmas Carol.
No, you do not.
But I thought, you know what? How can I get these two idiots to come into the car and sing? So this is what we're doing. We're going to do some singing.
She dragged me. Kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming. Kicking and screaming. Right? But we got some songs we want to sing. And hopefully as you listen to the podcast, it'll make you feel festive. Because that's the goal,
right?
We're going to butcher them because none of us can sing. But actually, let me back that up. I shouldn't say none of us can sing.
No.
Because guess what we have?
Yeah.
This is what do we so have? Amazing. Not only is Michelle the HHG in our Hyper Hype Girl.
Yes.
She's actually also, I don't know, this is a little trivia. You know how I like trivia. Yeah. I don't know if you knew this. She's one of the founding members of the band from the Saskatchewan band, the Schultz Sisters.
The original Schultz Sisters.
We have one of the original members with us. And
that's right.
She used to be a singer.
My mom thought we were singers.
So
we were not.
So I don't know how we're going to manage this.
No.
Right?
I don't know. She's going to sound good, though.
Yeah.
Good thing we brought her.
Good, well, because hi,
oh,
right?
No.
Right? I'm going to probably not even sing.
Because we suck.
We do suck, right?
You're going to be singing. My fill-in sisters.
Okay. Yes.
Aww.
Right there. Aww. How nice is that?
Nice.
All right. Yeah. So that's what we're doing. So we thought, hey, what the heck? Let's have some fun with this.
All right.
It's festive.
So we're going to start off.
And we're not doing whole songs.
No, we're not.
No,
we're not doing anything crazy like that, friends of the podcast.
We're going to start off with one of Lisa's favorites.
This is my very favorite Christmas song.
Right? On the housetop.
Up on the housetop.
Didn't even know what that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, did you not go to school and learn?
I remember the ho, ho, ho part. So.
No, I remember all of it.
All right.
All right.
And a one.
And a two. And a one, two, three. In a minute.
Here we go.
And here we go.
Shut off because it was on too.
Up comes good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots of toys. All for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Girls,
ho, ho, ho.
Who wouldn't go?
Ho, ho, ho.
Who wouldn't go?
Up the house top. Click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
So
do you know the next voice?
First
of little Nell. Oh dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries. One that can open and shut its eyes.
Samantha.
Who wouldn't go?
I'm trying to get over the fact you know the words.
I do. And I think now I've had enough of this song, right? That's my favorite song of all time. Okay?
That is like the worst.
Did you not go to public school? That was like, we sang that at like every assembly and every,
but
really?
You were in Ontario. You're a weird bunch of people.
We're not weird
yes,
people.
Yes, you are.
We're not weird people at all. That's like, to me, like, that's like just the funnest.
So
and that's
that,
not even a word. Is funnest a word?
I don't know.
Funnest.
No, it is, yeah.
It is
now.
Oh, yeah, it is now. We just didn't
so
say
it is. This is from your childhood.
Yeah. Well, hi, as an adult, do I care? As an adult, I don't even care about Christmas
But
Carol.
Why do Santa? You still know all the words?
Because I'm that smart. Steel trap. Steel trap. That's what that is. It's a steel trap up there.
I don't think so.
Yes, yeah. Completely.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I really love that song.
Oh, okay. You guys want your hats?
No. We boycotted the hats.
I bought these Justin Bieber.
No,
no.
My gosh.
First being extravaganza.
No. Because you look good in a hat. Remember, I've just said I want to. Maybe
and
next year.
I don't look good in hats.
So, yeah. So that, I don't know. That's just my favorite song.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have another?
Yeah. This is yours.
Oh, no.
Another one of
mine? And I apologize right off the bat for this one.
I think
it
I'm...
sucks.
It doesn't suck. Oh, yeah. This is my favorite.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, I believe.
Oh my God.
She was drinking too much eggnog.
I don't remember this part. Some of the words I don't know.
Just it's sad.
It's not that sad.
Let's make it funny.
No. She forgot her medication. Put the door into the snow.
Right?
Fuck. No, it's not Christmas morning. At the scene of the attack.
I got it.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, sing it.
I don't got it.
On her back.
That's horrible.
Not horrible.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
We used to hope that happened to my grandma. That's horrible. That was horrible.
You can say the thing is Santa.
Yeah, now you got a country flag.
For me and Grandpa, we believe.
And we're done.
And we're done.
And we're done.
Okay, but can I explain?
That's a horrible song.
It is, but here's the funny thing. So we grew up in a small town, right? And we lived on the main street, and my nanny, and we love, rest in peace, we loved her. She was ours. She lived down the street.
I love that you say she was ours.
She was ours. She lived down the street. So every Christmas Eve, we always joked about this song because it would be like, who's walking nanny home? Why does anybody gotta walk nanny home?
She's
we can
right
see
there.
Where nanny lives. Nanny lives down the friggin' road.
Go nanny. Go nanny.
So then the song became always really funny for us because it was like, nanny got run over by a reindeer. Or we hope nanny gets run over by the reindeer. Right? Bad McIntyre family.
It's a bad song.
Yeah, you know, yeah. We also
it's
called
a sad song.
Yeah, we also called her Grand Monster, too.
Ooh.
But she was still ours. Still ours. So okay. We still loved her.
All right.
Of course.
So.
Yeah.
Okay,
still
so the next one is mine, and I have good taste, so I'm just saying.
Okay, and what's yours?
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock. Mm.
Okay. Because it's the best.
Okay. Okay. Let's hear it, Samantha. You think everything of yours is the best. I'm going to just natter through all of it. And then I'm going to sing. I'm boycotting it already. I'm boycotting the song.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time.
Yeah, you don't even know the words to your own song.
And
it's my favorite song. I don't know a word.
Now the jingle hop has begun.
Got to leave it to me to get
jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime and jingle bell time.
It's awesome.
And prancing and jingle bells.
Wait, JG doesn't even know any of the words to it. Right?
I never know words.
Right? You don't even know the words to your own favorite song.
I don't know what song
to rock the night away.
Now it feels all like.
Jingle bell time, it's a swell time.
Why do you always go to country?
Go riding in
make Sam go
away. Giddy up,
okay. Your song got too much time already. No, you need to hit stop. You can't play your whole song. You can't
and
play
a jingle and a jingle in me.
You need to hit the stop.
That's
you need to hit the stop.
Oh,
rock. Yeah, just because it's your song doesn't mean it plays the whole time.
I love it.
It doesn't mean.
We're not so much fun.
Okay.
You know why it's my favorite?
Tell me.
Because it reminds me of my childhood.
The Jingle Bell
because
Rock?
Because this is like the album, that Christmas album that my parents would always play.
Really? Everybody had the Jingle Bell Rock, but it doesn't mean anyone.
Because this reminds me of when...
Not allowed rock and roll.
No.
Not allowed rock
really?
And roll.
Really?
Not even
really?
Jingle Bell Rock.
No.
Because that's not a rock, that's just a jingle bell.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not nice. Okay, well, I got a little schooly with my favorites.
Of course you did.
I did, because really? I'm that girl.
So you decided that you needed to school us in songs?
Yes. Okay, this was Bobby Helms' first pop hit.
And only.
And it was
who
Christmas.
The hell is Bobby Helms?
I know.
First and only. Bobby who?
But you know what? It was only released 2 days before Christmas and hit the number 6 on the charts.
Yeah, because it's from 1932 and there was no other
songs.
No, it's
1957.
Okay, yeah, but they're fine. There was no other songs. There was 2 Christmas songs back then. That's the problem.
You know what I made a note of? The B-side of this Christmas song?
Yeah.
Captain Santa Claus and his reindeer space patrol.
Never.
Wow. I wonder why it was never here.
Was that released by like David Bowie? Right? Like,
that sounds weird.
Who sings that
song? You get
song?
Jingle Bell Rock and then you get Reindeer Space Patrol.
Reindeer Space Patrol.
I don't even
understand
that.
So that's why. Funny. And that's why he was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you know this song was used in Home Alone 2? Hi, one of my faves.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Jingle All the Way.
I never saw that movie.
That was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't watch that. I hate Christmas movies.
And it was Family Guy. No?
No. Well, I like the Family Guy, but I don't like the Christmas.
No. I'm just saying. No. I'm just throwing it out there for you.
I'm just saying.
All right. Next song.
All right.
One of mine.
Another. Oh, so we're going to try and not make it a 4-minute song.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
Okay, that's an okay one, though.
It's Michael Bublé version.
Oh. Really? You had to do Michael Bublé?
Yes, because I love him.
Not a fan.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I feel like I'm going to sing it bad. The year.
I don't care if it is snow, but have a cup of beer.
Cheer.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I think she just mouths the words.
I thought her listening.
She's not even singing, hey? She just mouths the words.
Okay, she's doing lip sync karaoke.
Everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe.
Not ho, ho. Ho, ho.
No, I thought it was ho, ho.
I don't think it's ho, ho.
Are you sure?
I'm really feeling confident it's not ho, ho.
Right?
I don't know how you can have my favorite song.
Holly jolly Christmas. And in case you
did, tap it out.
Golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
That's enough, Michael. Oh, thank God. That's enough, Michael Bublé.
I like Michael Bublé.
I know you do. And we're going to go see him, but.
Woo! Yes, we are. Okay, but this was originally sung by Burl Ives.
Yeah, which is...
And was on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, but all things... Okay, I have an issue with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, you shouldn't have
I don't
issues.
Have an issue. I have an issue that the world has issues.
Everybody has it. Well,
everybody's
now they're
issues.
All, they're like, bleh.
Right? Everybody's got an issue with something when it comes to a song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
They're picking... I think this is the year where they pick apart every Christmas song.
Really? Because I thought we did that last year.
No, it's continuing.
It's back. It's back.
Yeah.
Everything's getting picked apart.
Because well, there was something on Facebook.
Everything's
where
getting picked apart.
The lady said, if we're going to take out Baby It's Cold Outside, yeah. I have a list of like, I think it was like another 10 or
I
more.
I know, right?
Of issues she had song, like.
Song issues.
Songs she had yeah. issues with.
But so you could no do that songs. With everything. Like, can we not just keep some things, right?
No.
Like,
we can't. People are ruining the world.
People like, are ruining the world.
You
the
can't
world
have fun at all anymore.
No, the world is being wrecked as we
it
speak.
It is, because you can't have fun with anything.
No, because Rudolph's about being a bully.
Yeah.
And I get that, but there's a lesson in it, right? And at the end, the bully wins.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. The bully does not win.
Oh. Rudolph guides the sleigh tonight.
But he's... the. You said the bully wins.
Oh, sorry, the bullier. Sorry.
Right.
The bullied.
The bullied.
The bullied.
The bullied reindeer.
The bullied reindeer wins because he is Santa's number one go-to man.
Because he's got a nose that glows.
Yeah. Right? He's got a nose that glows.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is he? Like this?
Okay.
Like that.
Love the blinking nose.
He has a nose that glows.
Love it. Oh, no. Oh. No, I don't want one.
Was it on your nose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you sure?
No. No sharing. Look, I got funny legs.
Okay, yeah. In the spirit of Rudolph.
Okay.
You know Dasher and Dancer.
This is the slow version. This drives me. Wake me up when this part's over. I'm going to have a nap, Samantha.
And Cupid and Donner.
Who is this version by? Who's singing this one?
We're alive.
He sounds like a woman.
The most famous. I'm speeding it up.
One, 2, 3.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose like a light bulb.
Did you ever sing that version as a kid?
No,
that was like, yeah.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Like losers. Right? Hashtag me too, right? Let's do that, right? Let's send that message out there to people.
When one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to play.
Say.
I don't know.
So bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
I can't know everything, guys. Okay? I can't know everything, guys.
See, this is where the song turns around.
Right. I know, right? The lesson. Right.
Nose reindeer. You'll go down in history.
Oh, hang on. Can you stop it there? I have an issue.
What?
You'll go down in history. Well, not herstory. Why is it history and not herstory? History sounds very male. History.
Oh, it's not very inclusive.
No, it's not very inclusive.
Oh my God, something else is wrong with it.
Uh-oh. You thought of that. This girl did. Lisa just thought of that. It's not inclusive because it's history.
Yeah.
Well, I think of history as her story.
It's her story.
Yeah, it's her story.
Her story.
Yeah.
It's her story.
You'll go down in her story. There we go. I just needed to address that, Samantha.
Yeah, good one.
I needed to. I just caught it like that.
Just like that.
I'm amazing that way.
Okay.
So crazy.
I'm going to play a song that's going to warm your the cockles of your sorry, sad little heart.
First off, please don't use the word cockles in a sentence to me. That
seems weird.
I don't
have any cockles in my heart.
I don't think I have.
Anywhere near my heart.
I don't think my cockles.
You have cockles.
I don't think. What are cockles?
I have no idea.
I don't think I have cockles.
I'm just throwing it around there like I might know.
Just I hold my cockles in my hand. Cockles are in my hand, Samantha. That's where my cockles are.
Okay.
I don't know what a cockle is.
Okay. I'm going to give it a go.
Okay. I hate this song so much. This is the worst Christmas song in the world. Right? Britney Spears.
Santa, can you
really?
Hear me?
I'm letting YouTube divas take it away.
Okay.
You don't, none of you know the words.
Nope.
Just,
about it.
Just listen to the song, friends. So bad. So bad.
Santa, can you hear me?
Right? No, no, that's too much.
She hates
that's
it.
That's too much. I do. Like, I have rage right now.
Really?
I have rage.
It's
yeah,
my
yeah.
Most favorite.
No, no. No.
I she's got a beaver hat on. Come on.
No. Baby, baby.
I want no one to love me. I want nobody to hold me. No. Is this about the cockles? If anybody likes this song, let us know, because I think it's just Sam and Michelle that do, right? I hear this at work, and I'm just like, oh, my God.
What do I do? I dance.
You dance. You do
I do
jig.
The jig.
Okay. ATG's got a funny jig
she's
that
jig.
She does, eh? She's got, like, a singing
but
jig.
But there was controversy around the song when it was released.
Ooh.
Oh.
Do tell.
Really?
Yeah, it received mixed reviews because...
Because it's horrible.
Because she wanted Santa to find her a lover.
Oh, well, I don't know.
It was too explicit.
Ooh, really? Well, I think Santa last night was a little explicit with the HHG.
You know what's really funny?
Sit on my knee. Yeah. And you will sit on my knee. Not, he's like, you will sit over here.
You will go over there.
You will sit over here.
I was like, get away from my Santa.
Right?
Santa baby.
But you will sit right here on Santa's lap. Right?
Yeah. And I did.
I think you can't take that. I think you can't take that out of Santa.
Okay, but you... Okay, but... People have problem with all the old classics.
Yeah.
Why don't they have a problem with Britney Spears?
They
Why
do.
Don't they have a problem with Mariah Carey stuff?
Really? Did you ask me? Did you ask me? I have a problem with Mariah Carey. Because why do the new people have to sing the old songs? We don't need it to be
And
remade.
They make new songs.
Do you know Mariah Carey makes $375,000 a year off of that song?
Mm-hmm.
And I get that doesn't seem like much, but it does to me.
It does to me.
It didn't
oh,
to the
really?
Dealer.
Really? I'll just take $5,
It
please.
Didn't to the dealer. No deal, guy. I'll just take $5. Sounds good to me. And then with the American
Mariah,
tax.
Here's $5. Right? Sing us a song.
I'll take $250. That's what it becomes. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't understand that. I just think it's crazy. I just think it's really crazy.
Okay.
Okay.
I got another one.
Okay.
I'm getting almost songed out and we're not even nearly done.
Oh, no.
No.
You hate this one?
Yep. I hate this one, too. I hate this.
It's a marshmallow
I hate this
world
one.
In the winter. When the snow comes something and something.
You just picked this to piss me off, Samantha. You picked it just to piss me off, didn't you?
She hates the marshmallow world.
Because it's not a marshmallow world. No, no, it's not a marshmallow.
In the arms of the evergreen tree.
No, no.
And the sun
no.
is red like a pumpkin head.
And a pumpkin head's not red. Everything about this song is wrong. Dear world, do you want to have a problem with the songs? Have a problem with this one. Let's pick it through. Because it's not... No. Stop it. Just stop it now. Here's the problem with the marshmallow world, right? I talked about it last week, right? And I still have the angst, apparently.
You still have the angst.
First off, the sun is not like a pumpkin head. A pumpkin
yes,
head. Pumpkin head's orange. The sun is not orange. Sun's yellow. You ever see the pictures? They're yellow. It's
That's
a yellow
right.
sun.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Crayon, yellow.
Marshmallow Fine. World. They talk about it being in the winter.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I associate marshmallows with the summer. Because when you're out and you're making a s'more,
yes, Lisa.
Right? So, it's the worst of
fun.
And you know why these songs drive me crazy? Is because these were like some of my mom's favorites. So this one, Santa Baby, and here comes Susie Snowflake, tap tap tapping on your. No, tell her to stop tap tap tap. And then again, right? You could have issues with that because Susie Snowflake's tap tap tapping on your windowsill.
That's weird.
That's a little bit freaky. Susie Snowflake.
Tap on someone else's window.
Right.
You bitch, please.
Don't come tapping on my window. That's not the right thing to do. Right?
Oh my God.
So every song we could find fault with.
Yes.
That's why I hate Marshmallow World.
Okay, but I don't know if you're going to find fault with this one.
Okay, tell me.
So excited.
Dan Murray is my favorite of all time.
I can do my jig.
I don't know the words, but yes, you can. The holly green, the ivy tree, that's all I know. But it's who you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. How do you do to and kiss your bow while cuddling under the mistletoe? And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the girls from home. The door is always open.
And Father's gone before he's gone. We'll bless the house and all. How grand it feels to kick your heels and join in the fun of the jinx. The likes you never know. It's Christmas in Killarney and all of the folks at home.
There. Well, every song should be Anne Murray.
Super fun.
Tell me that doesn't just make your heart happy.
No.
Right? She does, Anne Murray does, here's the thing with Anne Murray. She does the best. Mela Kaliki Maka is the thing
she
to
sings
say.
What?
She sings everything.
Oh
she,
my God.
She don't claim to be the writer of them, but uh-huh. She sings everything. Yeah. Anne Murray. So here's how Christmas songs started after Burl Ives. Right? And then like, was it Rosemary Clooney?
Maybe.
Then Anne Murray.
Okay.
Then Jan. Mm-hmm. And then nobody else does. Nobody else needs to ever write another one.
Stop.
And we are only making an exception for Jan.
This is true.
Right? It should really just, and that's just because Jan and Anne are really tight.
They're tight.
Yeah.
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 Pretty sure they're not, but that's okay.
Love Anne Murray. Friends of the podcast, Google her. Become her new fan.
Oh,
yeah. She's awesome.
She hasn't sung in like a decade.
She doesn't need to. Yes, get her out of retirement. Yeah. Let's start like a petition. Bring Anne out.
Come on, Anne.
I bet Anne Murray Christmas decoration. Remember we went and saw? Let's share that story. So friends of the podcast, God. Years ago, Sam and I went and saw Anne Murray, and it was her, she was, I think it was like her last show of her retirement, and it was in Regina, and she was doing, it was a Christmas night with Anne.
Yep.
And I remember I bought the ornament.
Yes.
Oh. Merry Christmas from Anne. And it's autographed.
Guys, she cried through the whole thing.
I probably did.
You got a little bit. Well,
for sure, right? Because it's Anne, and that's my girl.
Aww.
Right? Right? Time. One of those. One of those. You played it today. I got a little misty. I'm like, I put my sunglasses on. But I just did really, really good.
Yes,
I just
did
really good. Not a tear or nothing.
I have no idea why Anne Murray brings so much joy to your heart.
Always has. I don't know why either. I must have been born with that gene.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
But Anne Murray gene?
The Anne Murray gene.
Okay, I got something.
Okay.
Okay. I needed to know, like, the oldest Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Just for fun. Good King Wenceslas.
Let's look down on the feast of Stephen. When the snow lay round about, when a baby still leaving, Johnny came the moon that night of the frost. Why do I know that?
Why do you know that?
I don't know.
It was originally written in 1853.
Oh my God.
You should not know that song.
No, you should. Wow. I should not, because I was not around in 1853. Wow.
Okay, but you'll know this next one. O Come All Ye Faithful.
I don't like it, though. I don't like it.
But you know it.
I know it.
Can you sing it?
But no, I don't have that octave. You take it away, Samantha.
Joyful and
I hate that song. I don't like that song. It doesn't bring me joy. Even though it's all, you know, it brings me no joy.
Okay, and then there were just songs I didn't even know.
Okay, like what?
Like, but apparently they're like the oldest ones.
Like, are they like in the hymn book at the church?
Potentially. I think these potentially could be.
There's a lot. You know what? I looked through that hymn book while everybody was singing the hymns at the funeral. There's a lot. But it wasn't the Christmas Carol version.
No.
Maybe they don't bring that out right away. Maybe that's only out for like Sunday or something.
Yeah,
Or Christmas Eve, they bring out the Christmas Carol version of the hymn book. Because it wasn't there.
Probably not. Yeah. Okay, so Christ was born on Christmas Day.
Duh.
14th century.
I thought that was a fun fact.
No, it wasn't a fun fact.
Why are you telling us
that? It was not a fun fact.
Okay,
good Christian men rejoice.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Good Christian.
Sexist. Good Christian men.
Yeah, what about the women? Don't we get to rejoice?
Bye. Why can't people, I rejoice? People, rise up in arms.
That sounds that sounds like the song member from the Parachute Club. Rise up, rise up. Like that. Sounds like that's what that reminds me of. A good Parachute Club type of song.
Between the ox and the gray donkey.
Oh.
It was written about the animals that were there at the birth.
Oh, thank you.
They really were.
Of course. I'm not even doubting that.
And the Friendly Beast. There's another song called Friendly Beast.
I've heard that song.
No, you have not.
I have. I know I have.
It was done in the 12th century.
I didn't hear it back then, but I've heard it. It's been sung again since then.
Sing a bar.
I don't know the bar, but I know I've heard it.
Sing it.
I know I've heard it.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Of the Father's love begotten.
Yeah, hi. That's a mouthful. That's a hymn. That's a hymn. That's a hymn. You can tell that. You can tell that's a hymn.
Okay, the last one.
Yeah.
Jesus, light of all the nations. 4th century A.D.,
Wow.
They were thinking hardcore back then.
So when is that? When was that? Like AD? That's like, is that before God?
I think it's after death, isn't it?
After death.
Isn't that what AD stands for?
Mm-hmm. After death.
ADD is different. That's what I have.
What do you have?
ADD?
ADD. And IUD is different too.
Right.
Lots of things are different. Lots of things are different.
And all you do is
right?
That's wrong. That's just really wrong.
I threw that in with the
that's
Lord.
That's just really wrong.
I threw contraception in with the Lord.
And he will come and smite you for it.
Well, take a number. Dear God, take a number.
Me first.
Right?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to throw in one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
This is just an add-in because I just love it.
Okay.
It reminds me, I don't know, it always makes me think of an English Christmas, which I've never attested to.
Okay. I don't even understand what is an English Christmas.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, Sweet Pea, let us know.
Yeah, Sweet Pea. Or Emma.
Or Emma.
Emma,
yeah.
Let us know. What's an English Christmas?
Hang on.
Okay, I'm waiting for the song.
It's all
I'm
my...
hanging up.
Did it wake?
Are we having a technical difficulty?
Technical difficulty.
Oh, that's what happens when we podcast live in a car.
Yeah.
Right? There's glitches, friends of the podcast. Do you need a topic? Let's talk about... Oh, no, it's back. What is this one?
Christmas wrapping.
This is yours. You love this
by the waitresses.
By the waitresses. Merry Christmas. I don't like this song. Dear this song. Your intro is too long and I already have lost interest and I'm moving back to Anne Murray. Right? That's where I'm already
Come
at.
Come on.
Now we're just having like a musical interlude. You know what this is? This is when I go to get a drink.
Oh. There we go. Holiday.
Do you know the...
No, I don't. They sing too quickly.
I'm going to make up my own song. I'm going to make up my own list. And this is a really weird song. I don't know why Sam likes it so much. It's just weird like her. She always likes the stupid songs.
No.
I don't know why she picks this one, but you'll know the chorus if it ever gets to it. No, still not even at the chorus. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a bad choice.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Okay. Everybody, do you know this part? No, I thought something said. Okay, we're rocking out to a bad song right now. Okay, that's enough of it.
I like it. Okay.
You like weird songs.
I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to know why?
Tell me.
Because I like I like Wham's Last Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what?
It's the worst song in the whole wide
the
world.
Showed up on the most hated Christmas.
Because look at this face right now, guys. Look at this face. It's hated. It hates that song.
Okay, well, you know who, you know, they also hate the Chipmunks Christmas song.
Yes. How can you hate anything, Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Hey, Alvin!
Hey, that's good impression.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. How can you hate anything, them?
Because it's a chipmunk.
It's a chipmunk.
It's a chipmunk.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Right? And Grandma got run over by reindeers on that list.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. Or why are you surprised?
I'm just surprised.
You should not be surprised by that.
It's a hit.
Okay, I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. That was on the list as a lady who had an issue with, if you're going to have an issue with Baby, It's Cold Outside and Rudolph.
And I'm going to have an issue with Mommy Kissing Santa. Okay, well, unless there's kids under the age of, like, I don't know, like 22, guess what? That's probably Daddy. Right? Just saying. Right? I get that. Right? I'm just saying, 22 and under, that's probably just Daddy. It's okay.
Okay, and Santa Baby showed up on this list.
And so it should.
And so it should.
And so it should.
Baby, It's Cold Outside showed up on this
list. So it
list.
Should. So it should.
Okay, I disagree with this one. Okay. Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
No,
that's a catchy tune.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Here's the thing with Paul McCartney, right? Does he need to do a Christmas song too?
Yes.
Really?
I think so.
No, he doesn't. Okay. He should have just stayed a Beatle. Just stayed a Beatle, and when the rest of the band died, just end it. That's all I'm saying. Samantha, are you with us right
dead.
Now? Hey?
Are they all dead? They're not all dead.
No, Paul's still alive.
Paul's alive, and one other's alive.
Is it Ringo?
I don't know.
I think it's Ringo.
I don't know. Yeah. But that's just my thing with Paul McCartney, right? Is I just think, you know what, dude, you should have just...
I like that song. I'm sorry. I liked it.
Me too.
Me too.
Oh, like apparently it. People hate Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, which I feel very strongly about.
Really? But did you know? Here's something funny about Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Hmm. A lady named Brenda Lee recorded it. She was only 13.
She's not a lady. She's a singer.
She's not a lady? So you can't be a...
No, she's a lady, but she sings.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah.
Like, she's not some weird person who you've never heard
No.
Okay. She's famous for singing this song.
She was famous singer-songwriter.
So she wrote it. Her
Brenda
name,
Lee.
Yeah. She was 13. Yeah. She was only 13 when she wrote it.
Really?
This child wrote it.
Aww. Samantha, you need to move your head. I'm getting a lot of sun in my face.
Sorry.
Yeah. Just put your big head there. Thanks. Just like that. It looks good.
Only like those are the rest of the podcast.
I've got a Santa for that.
There we go. Good. Because I'm not wearing my sunglasses.
No, she's not.
I'm in my glasses.
Yeah. You're in your glasses.
Yeah, I'm in my glasses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Your glasses, your pants.
And then Mike wears pants, and I got my glasses on. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why are you looking at me like that?
We're going to play another song.
Okay. How many more do we have left to play?
You're going to like this one.
Okay.
You like
Do
like
I like
her.
This one?
Yes.
It's Jan.
Yeah.
Okay, I do like Jan Arden. But it's very serious.
There you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. Listening once again to candy canes and chimneys aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Did we see Jan Arden at Christmas too?
No,
last year we saw her in her bookstore at Christmas.
Oh,
yes. So we have a connection.
We do have a connection.
Yeah.
Front door.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Nope, not good yet. Just seems like.
You know what? You know what I remember about that?
What? About what?
When her book came out.
About going to see Jan Arden? It's not going to be a good story, friends. The podcast, I can tell.
You know what I remember?
Windchill.
Freezing your toes.
I remember being on the side of the road.
With a poster. Because we love Jan Arden.
Waiting for Jan Arden to arrive from Regina.
Yeah.
Which she had done at the crack of dawn.
She sent us an Instagram telling us, pretty Lisa, much saying, Dear Lisa and Sam, no. I'm leaving Regina now.
Go stand on the road.
No. Go stand on the side of the road. No. I just thought it would have been nice to do.
No.
Nice and polite.
No.
Really?
I'm sure she's heard about it. She thanks you. On behalf of Jan.
Well, you know what?
We thank you.
On behalf of Jan. Jan spokeswoman. On behalf of Jan, we thank you.
Thank you.
Here's the stamped card that says so. Now, dear Lisa and Sam, leave me the fuck alone. Right?
Stop
tweeting me. Stop texting me. So I don't text her. Yeah. I don't imagine I did, though.
No, you should not.
No, but that was funny, though, going to... Remember?
I froze.
You were mad. And you were
cranky. Waited in line. Thank God we got there when we did. Otherwise, we would have been waiting outside.
Yeah. Were we 3 hours on the side of the road?
We were a long time.
Yeah.
On the side
and you
of
kept
the
saying,
road.
"Okay, are we done?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And then I would see traffic, and I'm like,
"There's
no, just in case.
Coming.
Just in case, turn."
Yeah. And then we found out that she was already in town.
Yeah, she was in town.
Yeah, from another Instagram post.
A little bit of egg on our face.
Oopsie. No, on yours.
Oh, it was on my face.
Yeah. But she was lovely.
She was lovely.
She was lovely.
She was lovely, and we love her. Mm-hmm. Okay. On behalf of all the songs, I have a few facts.
Fine.
Yay. Right?
Fact away.
A couple I've said, so I'm going to repeat.
Fine.
I have a couple facts.
Okay.
Did you know that the best-selling Christmas song ever is Bing Crosby, White Christmas?
I can see that.
Yeah, right? And probably because that's probably the second oldest.
But why is
whatever.
It called White Christmas?
Oh.
What are you suggesting?
What are you saying? Well, I think that... I don't think you can find fault because I think snow is white. Right? So I feel safe with that one.
I don't know.
Okay, then in the UK, the bestseller is, do you remember this one? Mm-hmm. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Right? Do they know?
I watched that video over and over and over.
Of course you did, right?
It's my youth.
Yeah.
It's my youth.
I don't watch it. I already said Mariah Carey makes $375,000 from her dumb song.
And, her dumb song!
Sorry. Oh.
She's a smart cookie. She made a lot of money.
Yeah. I don't know. Not to the deal or no deal guy. No. That's not a lot of money.
No.
Okay. But that's all my fun facts.
PTSD.
That's what I got.
Okay. Guys, got to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Worst gift ever.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I don't have a worst gift.
I do.
Okay. What's yours?
Pick me.
Pick the HHG for 100, Alex.
First of all, I would go into my parents' room.
Careful. Are you going to get punished again?
Yeah.
You might get
probably.
Caught.
They'll insult my hair.
Mama Schultz is coming to get you.
Here comes the story. Worst gift ever was a suitcase when everyone else got light bright, easy bake oven.
Well, that was my best gift ever.
Two. Anything else? A suitcase.
You got a suitcase.
Why? Well, I wanted to run away.
How old were you when you got the suitcase?
9.
Was it because you were trying to run away all the time?
Maybe,
right? So they thought, you know, instead of taking a burlap sack, take it and go. Here's a suitcase. Just pack. Maybe it was a sign.
Maybe
it was a sign.
We don't really want you.
She needs to go now.
And be done.
She needs to take off.
That's the worst gift. Don't do that.
Don't give a
people.
Suitcase, yeah. Right?
No.
But
everyone else gets good stuff.
I'm gonna sell my sister out. It was when I was still living at my parents' house. Yeah. So she'd been married though for a little bit and we exchanged gifts still.
Yeah.
And she got me a gift and she's like, "Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it." I'm like, "Okay, good. Awesome. Open it." It was a beige baseball style t-shirt that was two sizes too big.
Oh, you know what? You got to be careful when you're buying clothes for people.
Yeah. Because I was a plus size woman even in my 20s.
Right.
But I was not that big.
You weren't that big. You were big, but not that big.
And it was the worst colored beige shirt I've ever seen in my life. Sorry, Michelle.
Sorry. That was bad, hey?
It's not a good look.
No. You know what? I really can't think of bad gifts. I probably blocked them out. That's probably what I've
That's
done.
What you do,
Lisa,
suppress.
What was your best gift?
No,
then?
But my kid's sister 1 year, she got a synthesizer and nobody understood why.
Synthesizer.
Right? Nobody understood. We had, okay, here's a funny thing. Friends
why would
pod.
She have gotten a synthesizer?
Nobody knows why. The mystery's never been solved, but
oh
she got one.
God.
Right? Isn't that so weird?
That's so funny.
It's so weird and she got one. But here's the funny thing is that we had an organ, right? In Stainer.
Okay.
And we used to play different Christmas carols, right? My mom like, oh, we need an organ. It was like a joy to the world. Like you did all that funky stuff. So I don't know if that was part of the reason why. I don't know. But none of us played.
Weird.
None of us took a lesson. None of us played. But Krista got a synthesizer.
That is
okay.
Special.
So weird. Yeah. It was really, really. And I think that's what she was like. Oh, wow. Just what I've been wanting is a synthesizer.
Okay. Oh, so what is the worst thing you've done at Christmas?
Open my sister's presents.
Oh, that's bad.
Because I'm never a sleeper. I don't sleep.
That's bad.
When I was a kid, don't sleep.
Wow.
So you go at night, you crawl under the tree, you unwrap very carefully, you take out the present.
I love that!
Right? You know, you would think that she's like so square and straight-laced, and she's not. She's a rebel.
She's a total rebel.
She's got some rebellious...
And then you play with them.
And then you played with the toys?
But they made music, yeah. And I was like, ah! Shh! And then you wrap them back up, yeah. Slip them under the tree.
Just like that. Good to go.
Nobody knew.
Wow. One time we went sneaking for gifts too. So we had two stores, right? And my parents would hide all the Christmas gifts
in the bottom
of the jewelry store. They would hide all the gifts in the bottom of the jewelry store basement. And knowing you'd never go down there, right? Because it was scary.
Uh-huh.
But my sister Christy convinced us to. We went and we saw and we got these Pac-Man games. And we got all these things. And it was just, but we got caught.
Of course you got caught.
Right? Did you get to keep them?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because your mother's a smart woman.
Yeah, right? We uh-huh. still went finding. What about you? What's the worst thing you did?
Every Christmas.
Uh-oh.
Every Christmas.
I would go and I would snoop in my parents' closet.
Snoopy.
Because your parents don't hide shit in the house.
And I would go looking for a Christmas presents and then I would tell my sister what she got.
Did you? Yeah. That's like what I do with you, right? With your mom, right? What am I getting? I can't tell you.
Be getting this.
No, I'm just joking, Sheila. I don't give away your secrets.
I can shake a gift and know what I'm getting. So
yeah, right. You're pretty good.
Waffle maker.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's heavy. Yeah, hey, snack master. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay, what's your most embarrassing Christmas moment, though?
My most embarrassing Christmas moment. I don't know. I think I don't know if I have an embarrassing Christmas moment,
or maybe just an embarrassing Christmas story.
Well, you know what? 1 year, it was kind of funny. So 1 year, my mom had diabetes. I had the diabetes. And my nanny had the diabetes. And my mom liked to entertain. And 1 year she was making, it's not embarrassing, but it's just a funny story. And 1 year she was making chocolate-covered strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And the old lady was so convinced that, oh, you're just trying to kill me. And my mom's like,
Go walk home.
Go walk home.
Reindeer.
The reindeer are coming. And my grandma was so choked because that's what she thought. She thought that that they were made, right? And of course she wanted to eat them.
Yeah.
And couldn't, and that they were like made on purpose. And they weren't. And my mom couldn't eat them either.
No. She just made them for company.
Just made them. It looked special. Good on the table, right? It just looked good. Yeah. HHG.
1972, I'll say, to 1986. Got married in 89.
Okay.
But the Schultz sisters singing at the Small Town Carol Festival.
The Schultz sisters.
Every
That's the
Christmas.
Best.
That's what is that? And now the Schultz sisters will have their song. Walk up there. So embarrassing.
In like little party dresses and everything.
Oh, yeah. Then my mom stayed up all night to make, which was sweet, ringlets in our hair.
Nice.
And the Schultz sisters. And my mom would record us on a cassette and then give it to all our aunties for Christmas gifts. Oh my God!
I would love to have a copy of that.
If there is
a family member, and I think that you have two family members for sure. I think the sister cousin friends. Maybe they could hook us up with like a version.
I'll try and find one for
right?
you.
Yeah, that would be
so
awesome,
awful.
Right?
I would have to just,
wow, yeah. we'd go driving around and look at lights and like look and sing, and we'd be like, yeah, how about don't sing?
Yeah,
don't you guys, sing. You girls don't sing. Yeah. What about you?
I can't think of anything.
No, nothing embarrassing.
No. I think Christmas for me was always fun because our family gathered.
It was a good time.
We just ate a lot of food and got a little crazy. Oh, I know. We would always especially if it was at mom and dad's house, Christmas, yeah. all the family came.
Yeah.
There's a skating rink at Sutherland School.
Okay.
Block away.
Yeah.
So we would go outdoor to the outdoor skating rink and we would play shinny.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So one year, I body checked my brother into the
Good
board.
Going, Samantha.
You Sperlings. I'm not a small woman.
You Sperlings play a little rough. You guys still remember? You guys take all your stuff really, like, really seriously.
We do take it very seriously.
You guys are that family. Oh,
I just thought it was fun.
You're that competitive, eh? And here I go.
Yeah, he didn't appreciate it
no,
very much.
Probably not. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
That's a good Christmas
good,
memory.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times. So, like times. Sweaty balls. Good times.
Sweaty balls.
Good times.
Yeah. So, well, thanks for singing, guys.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting us sing.
HHG. What do we need from the HHG right now?
What do we need?
We need an I Shake My Head.
We do.
Not yet, head. We don't.
Oh. No.
We need a call to action, Samantha.
We need a call. Sorry.
Oh, no. Oh. Right?
We need a call to action.
Yes.
Guys.
Guys. Guys of the podcast.
People.
Guys.
We need you to share us.
Because how ridiculous has this last hour and some been? Right?
The four people who hung out.
The four, right? Right? The four, right? Because we can tell the podcast. We can tell friends of the podcast. We've been doing this Facebook Live, too.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
A little bit crazy. Right? But so more people are going to hear this. But just, mm-hmm. like, laughing and having some fun.
Yeah.
Right?
So, share us with who you know.
Yeah.
Recommend us to people who need a good laugh.
That's right. Follow us on our social media. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Posting shit all the time.
All the time.
Right? We just want people to be part of us.
Yeah.
Come and be, live part, right? Right? Live this crazy experience.
Yeah.
Right?
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's good times.
So good time.
But Michelle, do you have an I Shake My Head?
Do you have an I Shake My Head?
I do.
All right,
and
let's hear it.
It's called Attention Holiday Shoppers. Pick up your Christmas spirit in aisle 3.
Yes.
Hello, I'm here to help you. Don't harm me. Please.
So
how are
true.
You doing?
Yeah.
Just plug in. Okay. Just if you need help,
yeah.
I'm here to help you.
Yeah.
Can I help you find a size? Oh, please. I have PTSD from working in retail at
I
Christmas.
Know, right? There was a cranky man yesterday, right?
Yes.
Somebody had asked him something. All I just said, harmless, right?
Like, don't talk to him again.
You're still doing okay? Fine.
Okay. It's so
and then
fine.
And then you do the secret. Psst.
Don't talk to him.
Don't talk to him.
Yeah. You're done. You're right. DSC.
Yeah. Dead to me. You're dead to me.
And that's
dead.
It.
Right?
Pick up your Christmas spirit and go.
Yeah. And go. Right? And if you find it, don't come back.
Oh,
don't
come back.
Oh, we're done with you.
One chance. One chance.
Fool us once.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So we have a joint.
I shake my head.
It's me.
No,
it happened today.
Happened today. And of course, it's food related.
Oh my God.
Right? Every time.
Every time.
There's something wrong.
What happened?
Are we going to name the.
We are. Yeah, okay. We are. Yes, we went
to Cora's.
Cora's.
And it's like a breakfast place.
Because we can't go to Denny's, right? Because we kicked that to the curb. And we actually had the conversation. And it's like, can't go back.
We can't go back. So mad if you went back.
Right, exactly. Like, right?
No.
Right? We can't go back. So we went to the Cora's.
And we ordered exactly the same thing. Not hard.
No, not hard.
Eggs Benedict. Not hard.
Not hard.
And we like their Eggs Benedict. They have good Hollandaise sauce.
Good Hollandaise sauce. Because that's the key to the Eggs Benedict.
Yes. It's the Hollandaise. So we waited. We thought we waited a little bit longer, but we were okay. And then
still being good sports at that
time. Still being in a good sport. And it came. And I wasn't even really paying attention. And you're like.
I was. Eagle eye.
What is this?
I'm like, what is this? And so I took my baby finger.
Pinky.
To taste the Hollandaise. And I dipped it in the Hollandaise and all I had was clear grease.
No.
There was no yellow.
No.
And,
it was gross.
And not to mention that the Hollandaise color was not yellow.
No, it wasn't yellow. And it was actually looked like it had separated.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at it and I'm like, why would you have served this?
So the best part.
So
you paid for it.
Because you were having a cow. And I was like, you know what? And then you made a good point. We paid almost $16
for Eggs Benedict.
For Eggs Benedict.
At the Cora's.
And I deserve better Hollandaise sauce.
Deer at the Cora's, right?
Yeah.
Deer at the Cora's.
So the waitress was walking by and I'm like, excuse me, can you come here? And she's like, oh. And I said, you know what? Was it you or me that pointed out?
You did the talking.
Yes. And I said, you know what? This Hollandaise sauce, not good.
I just complained.
It's not
I
good.
Just complained to you.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks like they've overcooked it. If you knew. If you knew that it looked wrong when you served it to us,
right?
The paying customer, for $16.
Not good.
That's your mistake.
It's the same thing. It's like I said to you. Here's my analogy,
that's your mistake.
Right? Okay. So somebody killed this lady. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Yeah, we thought somebody did kill that lady.
Sorry.
And we think it was us. It's the same BS. Why are you sending out shit?
Yeah.
Right?
So she takes it.
God.
And brings back what it should look like.
Yeah.
No offense.
No.
The person who cooked it, you should have known better.
Should have known better.
And then the waitress who brought it out,
yeah,
should have said to the cook, hey, this doesn't really look
this
right.
This doesn't look
I'd
right.
I'd rather explain that you screwed up.
Yeah.
And make them wait a little bit.
You know
what,
Samantha? Everybody makes mistakes.
Yes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
But for $16,
but you don't
I want perfection.
Don't put your mistake on a plate and try and fool us.
No. Because they thought we were going to eat it.
Yeah. Not when I dip and I got to just grease.
No.
I'm like, something doesn't look right.
Not when going out now costs more.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Just saying.
I could have made crappy Eggs Benedict for you. So easily.
Right? So easily. Next time we're going to your house.
Yeah.
But instead.
Oh.
I made
deviled eggs.
Yo. That's the best.
That's my first time. Don't put it on Pinterest.
Oh, my God.
And they're squished.
Okay, I'm sure I get on the Facebook, even though we're also doing the podcast,
yes,
too. That's the best. Thank you.
I'm scared.
I'm
they're dripping.
I got deviled egg juice all over me.
She has deviled egg juice on her.
I got to go into the
napkin department.
Okay, I might not be able to eat these on.
No, you're not going to eat them on camera.
Okay, I can't eat them on camera.
No.
But that's like an awesome gift. I've been talking about deviled eggs for weeks now.
You were trying to convince my mother to make them.
Thanks. And you're right. You didn't toot. It's because remember all of a sudden before we started recording, HHG was like, oh, sorry. And then we're like, did you have a toot? Did you toot? And she's like, I didn't toot. Now we know.
Now we know.
Okay, the deviled eggs smell like toot because they're supposed to.
Because they're supposed to.
Exactly.
There you go,
Lisa. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Little Christmas gift. Yay.
We'll share.
Absolutely, we'll share.
All right.
Anything else?
No, I think that's a good
HHG, got anything else?
Thank you so much for having me. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Happy holidays,
whatever you're supposed to say.
What are we talking about next week, Samantha?
We're talking about our favorite Christmas chocolates, what we love and what we hate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's lots.
Yeah, there's lots.
There's like as much hate as there is love, I think.
I got a few hates.
I got some hates. All right.
And if you want to wear us, if you want to put a hat on...
Apparently,
if you want to put a t-shirt
apparently
on.
We have merch.
We have merch.com.
.com.
We have merch.com.
We are hats. We're shirts. We're bags. We're wine cozies.
We're a beer cozy.
We're a beer cozy. I'm not a wine cozy.
No,
we're a wine bag. And we like wine, so.
And we like wine.
Why wouldn't you want to tote us along?
Thank you to Audio Editing Solutions, who makes us sound great every time.
Every time.
We'll probably have to do a lot
of this. Oh, yeah. Right?
Cause God bless you, John.
Right? Because why wouldn't we bring music into the car?
Yeah, right? He was like, you're going to test it, right? I'm a tester. You better test it.
Yeah.
Yes, Josie, we're going to test it.
We're going to test it. And we did
I
test.
Promise.
We tested.
And we tested.
We tested.
And it sounded good.
It sounded, he was surprised, right?
Was really
so again,
surprised.
Another one for staying in the car.
There we go.
That's not the point.
That's not the
Don't
point.
Don't be spiteful.
Sorry.
That's wrong.
Okay, I'm sorry. I take it
Apologize.
Back.
Apologize.
Sorry, John.
Okay.
Take it back. I just like the car. I don't like change.
Yes, I know. Okay, Patreon.
Okay, so if you want to follow us on, if you want to support the podcast, it takes a village to keep this show going.
I can't be
and
the
Betty.
Only one in the village.
I can't be the only one in the village. So if you go to Podbean, download the Podbean app, that's where we live, and you listen to us. When the episode comes up, you're going to see Sam's mug, that mug. See the mug? Little red bag over it. Punch it. Punch it hard. $2 and up. We're going to send you stuff. You're going to get early episodes, which reminds me there's no early episode for the Patreon people next week. Sorry.
No, sorry.
That's
we'll
okay.
do something special, though. We'll do something. We'll send a little message. We'll figure something out.
We'll do something.
Yeah, but it'll still be on the Friday, just I'm going out of town. And I can't do it from my phone.
Yeah.
That's not everything's portable.
No.
But, yeah, but go to Podbean and support the podcast. We want to do lots of fun things. We want to keep doing some stuff.
Okay. You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, and iHeartRadio, but Podbean is our home.
Our home.
That's who we love. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And we're always there posting
yeah.
stuff.
I shake my head. Just Google.
Join and be part of the community.
Do it, do it, do it.
All right. Anything else, guys?
I don't think so. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having
Thanks
me.
For coming,
Thanks for coming,
HHG.
Thanks for having me. Sorry you got egg juice on you.
Yeah. Right? Got some stinky pants.
Stinky pants.
I know. I smell like a toot. All right, ladies. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. check out more shows like it at oddfixnetwork.com.